For AM 980 WCUB News, I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top local story.
Police in Sheboygan say murder charges are being filed after a two-year-old boy died yesterday as a result of what doctors say was child abuse. The incident happened last weekend. 28-year-old Joshua Keenan of Sheboygan now facing up to 25 years in prison for the incident that happened last Saturday. Keenan is the 28-year-old boyfriend of the boy's mom. Sheboygan police say they were called last Saturday after Keenan and the mom took the boy to the hospital Saturday night. During the investigation, Keenan later admitted he had become agitated with that boy, picked him up by the arm, swung him around, and threw him across the room. It left the child unconscious with severe head injuries. A doctor at Children's Hospital said the boy died at around 10 in the morning yesterday. No word yet as to when the next court date for Keenan will be on the new charges. Very disturbing story continues in Madison. More details now coming out. Stepbrother of a 15-year-old Madison girl charged formally yesterday with molesting her. Also, her father and her stepmother, accused of starving her for years, are being charged as well. 18-year-old Joshua Drabeck was charged in Dane County with two counts of sexual assault and child abuse, while 40-year-old Chad Critton and his 42-year-old wife, Melinda Drabeck Critton, were both charged with felony reckless endangerment, felony child abuse, misdemeanor child neglect. All three due back in court next Thursday when a judge will decide if there's enough evidence for trials. For now, the three being held on cash bonds of up to $30,000 each. Prosecutors say the girl was forced to live in an unfinished basement for about 5 years. She was starved, had to relieve herself there, was sometimes forced to eat her own feces, drink her own urine. Officials say there was even an alarm that went off each time the girl tried to go from the basement to the upstairs so that the family would know. At that point, they would allegedly come and beat her. Last week, officials say the mom, apparently stepmom, threatened the girl with a knife if she didn't act faster in picking up some papers from the floor. The girl said she was afraid the stepmom was going to throw her down the stairs as well. She then ran off and was found by a passerby just a couple of blocks away from her home, wearing only pajamas. She is 15 years old, but prosecutors say the girl weighs about 70 pounds, which is about as heavy as a 9-year-old. A TV station reported that Child Protective Services had made about a half dozen contacts with that girl or her family since 97. Maltreatment substantiated in only one of those contacts. The Obama White House said no yesterday to letting Wisconsin phase in a new federal rule that requires health insurers